Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are continuing with Chapter Chaf Beis, Parash Chaf Beis, Chapter 22, and I believe we are in Part 4, continuing from Pasuk Yud Gimel, and today we're going to discuss Pasukim Yud Gimel through Chaf Beis 13 through 22. Let's jump in together. I want to read a few Pasukim together this morning, and hopefully you will notice a very important pattern in this sequence of Pesukim, a pattern which we're going to focus on today for a few minutes. Listen to the Pesukim that we're going to read today, and tell me if you notice a pattern. Sivavuni parim rabin. I've been surrounded by many bulls. Abirei bashan kitruni. And bashan's mighty ones encircle me. Patsu alai piem, aryeh toref vishoeg. They open their mouths against me like a tearing, roaring lion. Skipping now to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ki sivavuni kilavim, adas merev hikivuni, kari yadai viraglai. Again, translation. For dogs have surrounded me. A pack of evildoers has enclosed me like a lion's prey are my hands and feet. Skipping again. Chaf Aleph. Hatzila mecherev nafshi miyad kelev yechidasi. Rescue my soul from the sword, my only one from the grip of the dog. Chaf Beis, finally, hoshieni mipi aryeh mikarnei remim in anisani. Save me from the lion's mouth, as you have answered me from the horns of the remim, usually translated as oxen. I think you picked up a pattern here. In these psukim, Yud Gimel through Chaf Beis, 13 through 22, David HaMelech, I'll always say Esther Amalka because we attributed the first week. This could be the chapter that Esther Amalka uses as a plea in the palace of Achashverosh. They write here about the plight, the situation of Bnei Yisrael, but in a very distinct and very specific imagery, all using imagery of animals. Yud Gimel had Parim. Yud Dalet had the Aryeh, the lion. Yud Zayin had the Kalavim, the dogs, and the Aryeh, the lion. Chaf Aleph again had the Kelev, and Chaf Beis had the Aryeh, the lion, and the Remim, the oxen. And so the question is, what was the goal here of David HaMelech / Esther Hamaka? Why did they use animals in this reference to talk about the plight situation of Bnei Israel? And so Mitzud asked David in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and again, one could simply take this approach, writes that a dog, the Kelev, is like a wicked person who bites. You know, they're rabid, roaming dogs. Some dogs are very nice, but often a dog in Tanakh is referred to because it's wild and rabid and it's trying to attack. And so it's not so uncommon or not so unusual to think that David HaMelech here refers to a dog that is trying to attack him, and that's the situation of Bnei Yisrael. Whether it's an Aryeh, a Kelev, a Re'im, they're all trying to attack or run after Bnei Yisrael. That's Mitzud Asked David. And so in the scheme, it could be a general idea about those who wish to harm us. Rashi, amongst others, or Adak as well, specifically identifies some of the animals as specific enemies of Bnei Yisrael. So for example, Rashi and the Adak say, they quote from Chazal, that the lion is Nebuchadnezzar. And the Radak says that Parim could be, the bulls, could be the fat and indulgent enemies. It could be those like the Nebuchadnezzar who were very wealthy, very successful, had empires. And they were very specifically trying to eradicate Bnei Israel. That could be. But I want to read to you to focus on the Radak. The Radak in Parash Chaf Beis, in Pasuk Chaf Beis, writes something amazing. Kelev Aryeh Ure'emim he mashal al malchei umos ha'olam. These animals listed here in these psukim, the sequence, are analogies for the kings of the world. Asher anachsu begalus b'neihem. We live amongst them in galus. Everywhere we go, we're living amongst a foreign government, a Gentile government, and that's what they're described as animalistic. V'chol echad l'fi galuso korei oso. And each one has a certain midah, I would say, a quality. In other words, just like we know animals are distinct, they have certain qualities, certain pluses, certain minuses. Lion, the ox, the bull, each one of the leaders that we live amongst always has some positives and negatives, and that's why they're described in terms of animals. But notice, the Radak writes, and the Mitzud Asked Tzion as well, and others comment on this also, at the end of the sequence, what word is used? The word yechidasi. At the end of Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that you're saving me from these animals. What are you saving Yechidasi? What's Yechidasi? So writes the Radak, Yechidasi Hanashama. That refers to the soul, the human soul. She Yechida Shochenes Bevesachomer. It's the unique thing that it lives in a very physical space. Vein domela, and nothing is like it. So it's fascinating. Think about this. The mashal of the animals, we live amongst the kings who are represented here by the animals. And we are supposed to be a spiritual nation. You know how hard it is, how challenging it is to be a spiritual nation, a spiritual being amongst the animals, amongst those who are not focused on spirituality. And that here is the nimshal, the Radak writes, for this situation. This animal to Yechida is the situation of the neshama to the guf. It's that we, B'nai Yisrael, are given the really gargantuan task to survive as a spiritual entity in a very physical world amongst the Umos Olam, the kings, who are described as the animalistic types in these psukim. And while we're on the topic, I figured to end today, I would just share a thought where we really have animals focused on in terms of a mashal for learning a lesson from. And I often quote this. I saw it about 20 years ago. I never forgot it. And it's such a beautiful insight. We're now in the period of Bein Pesach L'Shavuos, a time where we learn Pirkei Avos, the lessons and messages of Pirkei Avos. And in Parakei Pirkei Avos, one of the most beautiful mishmayos, it's a song from many years ago as well. I think Yisrael Williger sang it. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi'oz kanamer, be bold like a leopard, the kal kanesher, and light like an eagle, the ros katzvi, and run like a deer, the gibor kari, and mighty like a lion. To do what? La'asos ritzon avicha sheba shemayim. To do the will of the your father in heaven. So ask Moshe Aaron Stern, who was Mashgiach in Kamenetz, and there's a beautiful biography about him in Hebrew and English. Beautiful, it's worth a read, called Mashgiach in Kamenetz. It's a green biography, thick pages, a beautiful Divrei Torah, beautiful Musar, amazing Sefer. He asks a very simple question. The Mishnah here, the Talmud tells us that each animal has a quality. But really, if Avos is about telling us qualities to mimic and to do in our lives, just tell us. You should be kal, you should be rutz, you should be a gibor. The animals are superfluous. What are the animals there for? Moshe Aaron Stern, the great Mashiach of Kamenetz, says such a dover muster. He said these animals don't think about being bold. The deer doesn't think about running. It's innate. It's part of who they are. It's part of their very nature. The idea of a person, a Jew, is supposed to be a person who makes these midos part of their very nature. And that's what the mission is expressing here, that animals are used often as mishalim, as parables for us, with messages to learn. And that's the idea here, that really, maybe going back with this idea to the psukim themselves, of these nations that we live amongst, part of their nature is to be animalistic, and it's our difficult task, our challenge to be able to live amongst them in a more spiritual way, if we're able to transcend that physicality. A nice thought on the animals, beautiful thought from Pirkei Avos, wishing you all a wonderful, warm, and meaningful day, and Mir Tashem will continue with Perek HaBeis, God willing, next week.